Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on lesson number 22, which is on the book of Ecclesiastes. The objectives of this particular lesson are, upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Ecclesiastes, identify to whom the book of Ecclesiastes was written, state the purpose for the book of Ecclesiastes. You're going to be able to write the key verse of the book of Ecclesiastes from memory, and state the life and ministry principle that's found in the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, the author was Solomon, and it was written to Israel and believers in general with a special emphasis towards the youth. The purpose, it was a description for the quest for life apart from God. The key verse is found in chapter 12, verse 13. And the life and ministry principle are that life apart from God is futile. The main characters are Solomon, and no other characters are mentioned by name. So starting in Roman numeral number 1, we have the searching by personal experimenting. It's chapter 1, starting in verse 1. Point A, by wisdom, chapter 1, starting in verse 12. B, by pleasure, chapter 2, starting in verse 1. C, a comparison of the two, chapter 2, starting in verse 12. D, the first tentative conclusion, chapter 12, starting in verse 24. In Roman numeral number 2, we have searching by general observation, chapter 3, starting in verse 1. And then point number A, of natural order, chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Of human society, chapter 4, starting in verse 1. And then C, his advice in view of these two, and that's chapter 5, starting at verse 1. Then point number 1, regarding religion, chapter 5, verse 1. Point number 2, regarding society, chapter 5, verse 8. And 3, regarding riches, chapter 5, verse 9. Point number D, the third tentative conclusion, chapter 5, starting at verse 18. And then in Roman numeral number 3, we have searching by practical morality. That's chapter 6, starting at verse 1. And then points A, economic level, chapter 6, verse 1. B, reputation, chapter 7, starting at verse 1. C, education, chapter 7, starting at verse 23. D, social position, chapter 8, starting in verse 2. And E, the third tentative conclusion, chapter 8, starting in verse 15. Then Roman number 4, the search reviewed, and that's chapter 9, starting in verse 1. Then Solomon concludes the following about life apart from God, and these references relate back to his discussion of these facts. So, point A, it's utterly futile, chapter 12, or 2, starting in verse 11. B, it is filled with repetition, chapter 3, starting in verse 1. C, it is filled with sorrow, chapter 4, verse 1. D, it is grievous and frustrating, chapter 12, verse 17. E, it is uncertain, chapter 9, verse 11. F, it is without purpose, chapter 5, verse 2 and 3, and chapter 8, verse 15. G, it is incurable, chapter 1, verse 15. H is unjust, chapter 7, verse 15, 8 through 14, 9 through 11, and 10, 6 through 7. And letter I, it's on the level of animal existence, chapter 3, starting at verse 19. And then in Roman number 5, we have the search is concluded. There's a final conclusion, and that's chapter 12, starting at verse 13. In point A, what we should do, chapter 12, starting at verse 13. Point number 1, fear God, chapter 12, verse 13. Number 2, keep his commandments, chapter 12, 13. Then point number B, why we should do it, chapter 12, verses 13b through 14. And then point number 1 is the whole duty of man, chapter 12, 13b. And 2, we will someday be judged, chapter 12, verse 14. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.